All right, clicking the button, clicking the button. We're live, we're live. Everybody in your positions. I'm going to say it now. We are the 1, 2, 3 sore losers!
Missed that one.
Where the heck were you?
I don't know, man. Go ahead.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts. My sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what's. And I got to say one thing to my alma mater. Eat them up, cats.
What's up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side with Baser right now in Nashville, Tennessee, USA. Zip codes.
Easy.
Yeah, you might want not give that out.
Easy. Also, when I come on the radio, I make sure that my voice is perfect, unlike Lunchbox. Hey, you sound like you got a dead animal in
your
throat.
What are you talking about? I sound much better today.
Did you get steroids?
Yeah, I sound like 100% today.
Not 100.
No?
No, man. I woke up too, like, big scratch. I think you gave me something.
I didn't give you anything.
I kissed you.
So you really think I sound different? I don't sound normal today?
Coach, I've listened to your voice now going on 8 years. I know your voice better than you know your own butthole, Coach.
What?
So the fact
Yeah, I don't really take a look at my butthole very often.
You've never
often,
seen it like in the mirror?
No, I never check it out.
You should try it. It's mind-blowing.
Sweetie, why'd you open the door? Why am I standing on the sink?
He's standing in the sink, bend over, looking at it like, that's interesting.
Whoa! Eddie, your little thing about your college football team, you didn't follow them all year, but then he turns on the championship and he gives them a shout-out.
No, coach. Ray, he comes walking in this morning. He's got his chest puffed out a little bit bigger, like, yeah, what up,
coach,
boys?
I've been working out a little
Sam
bit.
Houston State, what up? He's got the Sam Houston State shirt on. He didn't even know they were playing football until last week.
Until last week when they beat James Madison. And I'm like, what is happening? First I said, what? There's football going on right now? And second, I'm like, what? Sam Houston State is in the FCS. Is that what it's called? FCS?
I think that's it. Yeah, football
FCS championship on Sunday. And it's going to be on national television? Well, guess what I'm doing? I'm getting my Sam Houston State shirt on. I'm grilling some sausages on the grill. And I'm going to watch football.
Hey, did you watch the whole game?
The whole game.
Scout's honor.
The Scout's honor, coach, watched the whole game, and
wow,
it lasted 6 hours.
What?
There was a 2-hour rain delay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A rain delay in football?
Rain delay in Texas, coach.
Whenever there's
lightning,
they have to suspend it. It happens.
So what was crazy, though, is there was lightning detected probably with 1 minute left in the second quarter, in the first half. So 1 minute left in the first half, there's like, oh, we have to suspend the game because of lightning.
Oh, my gosh.
So then they come back 2 hours later to finish off the second quarter.
Yeah.
And then they go into the locker rooms, and we're like, are we really doing halftime?
No, they did not.
Are we really doing halftime? And then they just came right back out, and they're like, all right, we're skipping halftime. Let's go.
Why would they even leave the field?
I mean, I think they thought about it, and then they brought everyone back. Like, no, you're not doing halftime.
You just had 2 hours to chill in the locker room. Half of them took naps.
But, yes, coach, I watched the whole game, watched it with my kids. It's the first time, really, that Sam Houston State has been on national television as far as football goes. I know they've been in the tournament in basketball a few times. But in football, coach, they've never gotten the national eyes view ever.
I mean, I'm shocked they put it on ABC. They could have done better with putting a rerun of SpongeBob.
No, I doubt it.
You think?
Football is football. People love football.
Watch it?
No.
No, he didn't watch it.
I didn't care.
Football's king. I didn't watch it, though. I was on MTV the Challenge.
But that's what I'm saying. You got more viewers than your whatever you said. SpongeBob. Boys, McCown on the sideline?
They didn't show McCown, which is weird. I mean, maybe he's not there or what, but so me and McCown, in case people don't know, we went to school together. We were there at the same time, me and Josh McCown. Of course, I went on to do my big thing, and Josh went on to do his big thing in the NFL.
What dorm did you guys live in, coach?
He was in the athletes' dorm.
I was kidding, coach. That was me being sarcastic.
I never even saw him in college other than on the football field.
That's sort of like Bruce Bowen. Like, I mean, I went to college with Bruce Bowen.
No, but you were in class with him, right?
Yeah, at UTSA.
And you saw him in class.
Yeah, and the teacher said,
Bruce!
I didn't do Bruce because I knew it was Bruce. Like, there was no doubt it was Bruce Bowen.
Would you try to sit by him every day?
kind of. But I, listen, it was an 8
Hey, man, you eating lunch with anybody? How's it going? I'm Box. I can go get you a milk carton.
That last lecture was pretty confusing. Would you like to do a study group?
I never saw him in the library, the John Peace Library over there at UTSA. Never saw him studying
Whoa,
there.
Oh, coach. But, that doesn't mean he didn't study, coach.
No, I'm saying he never went to the library.
Please. He was playing basketball.
I didn't see him at the rec center, none of that.
You want to know how many of the athletes went to the library? I never saw one of them in there, coach.
Coach, they don't have to really go to school, coach. Just be real.
Well, the teacher said if you have more than 5 absences, you fail automatically.
And then Bruce is playing.
And so he had to go to Pop. He went up to him and was like, hey, you know, like, I play for the Spurs, and so we travel, so I might I'm going to miss.
Wait, no. He went to Popovich and told him that.
No,
he went to the teacher.
He went to the teacher. And she was like, I don't know.
I don't know who the Spurs are.
She goes, I don't know what the Spurs thing is, but you're going to have to bring a note from your coach.
From your coach? What is he, a little league coach?
No, seriously.
Probably from the employer.
Because he went back older and
yeah,
tried
he was
to
older.
Graduate.
He was in the NBA.
Guys.
So he literally had to go to the Spurs. I don't know if he went to Popovich or
R.C. Slocum probably had to send him a
R.C. Buford. R.C. Slocum is the old A&M coach.
That's
but
right.
Same difference.
That's right.
But yeah, he had to go get a note that explained that he played for the San Antonio Spurs of the National Basketball Association, and he brought it to class and gave it to our teacher.
And she was like, this still doesn't really work.
No, then she was like, oh, okay,
cool. That was smart, though. She got that autograph.
And then...
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And then it turned into a story, like, later on, like, oh, my gosh.
In the news?
I think it was on the news.
Yeah.
It was just pretty funny that she had no... I mean, she really didn't have any idea that she was that type of woman that didn't know. But, yes, congratulations to your alma mater.
So, back to Sam Houston State.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Hell of a game. Hell of a game. And I think when you look at the FCS or whatever it's called.
More like the FU.
The South Dakota, North Dakota.
That's where Carson.
These dudes dominate every single season. Like, they, for some reason, they're always in it. We've been in the playoffs.
But never this far.
Not that far. And then in school history, we've never won the whole thing. National champs, boys. I'm waking up in a great mood today. This is going to be a hell of a week, and I'm so excited. I cannot believe Sam Houston State won the championship.
Are you going to get you a championship T-shirt?
Probably not. I like this one. This one's from college, boys. This is original. OG from college.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, are you going to go down to the parade? What are you doing? Like, let's talk about it.
No, I think it started there, coach, and it ended there. Really. I would love to go back and, like, take the boys. I remember... Was it?
Oh, I got something after this. It'll be more interesting.
I think it was my senior year. Oh, no. The second year after I graduated, I went back for a game because a couple of guys.
So what was this, like 76?
What'd you guys do, a bottle of Boone's Farm, coach?
2005. We went back, and I went back with some guy that I used to go to school. We were classmates or whatever, but we worked together at that point. We go back to the game.
You guys dating?
And Josh McCown was there, and he came back because he was already playing with, I think, the Cardinals.
Who knows? He played with about 100.
Every team.
Yeah.
And so he comes back, and he does this little, they introduce him on the field or whatever, and it felt cool because all the alumni were back. But that was back in, like, 2005. I haven't gone back for, like, a game or anything since then. I'd love to go back there.
Isn't it next to a prison, coach?
Yeah, that's what he told us how he wanted to go to the execution.
It's where they execute.
What
people.
A beautiful campus community to return to, coach.
Literally, that football field is 2 blocks away from where they execute people.
Really?
2 blocks away.
So sometimes the lights go out when they...
Yeah, it just they never do it during games just in case.
Hey,
coach, they think it's the touchdown cannon?
Yes.
No, it's not the touchdown cannon.
No, okay. The prison's next door. That reminded me, I watched the college admission scandal.
Oh, was it
on
good?
Netflix?
Pretty good, yeah, it was entertaining. The guy they have playing, not Jeffrey Epstein, the guy they have playing, whoever that dude
Massimo?
No, not Massimo. He wasn't really a major player.
Aunt Becky's husband?
Whoever the dude was who orchestrated the whole thing, the mastermind. Pretty good lookalike. I got to give him props. What do they do? They go through like a casting process and they
have
get
to.
How the hell do they get somebody look that closely to the guy?
They really have good makeup people also.
That could be
makeup
it.
And wigs. They are excellent
but
at that.
With saying that, they interviewed the Stanford coach and the Stanford coach had said, yeah, like our president didn't even recognize when the rowing team or something like that, when we would win stuff, it wasn't even recognized by the school. So I'm curious if, like, Sam Houston State, did they even recognize, like, was it a big deal? Was it talked about? Did a president send out a thing, congratulations? Or is that, since y'all aren't, like, the official college football, like, you're not officially college football.
Yeah, but because it's the biggest thing that happens at school.
I'm just curious how recognized it was. Is there a banner? Is there a parade? Like,
oh, there's going to be
huge. A big parade. I mean, this is going to be go down in the record
books. Because at Stanford, that's what the coach said in this documentary. He goes, yeah, I mean, there was times we would win. We'd be the greatest rowing team in the entire country. There wasn't even a thing that was sent out where it was recognized. Like, they didn't care at all because if you're an aquatics team,
there's
that you
won. There's a Texas rowing team at the University of Texas. And
is
no
there
one,
really?
Yeah, and no one no knows idea. That they exist. Rowing, like, rowing, even tennis, I feel like, in college, people don't care.
Diving, I mean, University of Texas, diving and I think swimming.
Swimming.
They're really good.
I used to go to meets for the news.
Really?
For the sport. The
and sports. There's people there?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not huge, but they have the events. I never went to a tennis tournament.
Did you go to a football game?
Wait, at Texas?
At Sam Houston.
Yeah. I'm talking about tech when I worked in the news. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, and if you want a good book on rowing, Boys in the Boat. Oh.
I'm good, Coach.
Excellent. Excellent book.
I could probably
Boys
think
in
about
the Boat, Coach. That's like one of those book titles where you got to almost hide it because you don't want anybody else seeing you're reading that book title.
No.
Like all the girls when they were reading 50 Shades of Grey had to basically hide it with another book because you can't be on the plane reading 50 Shades of Grey, Coach, because then you look a little desperate and horny.
I'm okay. Just telling you, you brought
yeah,
up rowing.
You're right.
And whoever Boys brought up rowing, the Boys
coach?
In the Boat.
Coach, I ain't reading Boys on the Boat on the local MARC tram, Coach, riding to school.
What else is on the cover, Coach? Just a bunch of little boys on a boat?
No, it's just like a lake, and there's a boat out there, and it's like the sunset or sunrise, I guess. And it's just – it's a great book if you're looking for – I mean, I brought that one to you guys about I Will Always Write Back, and people on the Facebook page
Excuse
went
me?
And bought it. And I don't know if they ever read it, but I never got feedback. Well, but it's an excellent book. I'm telling you, Boys in the Boat – Woo! Fantastic. This dude in there, his dad at like 14 remarries and they're going to move to another house. And the stepmom's like, it's not big enough for him. So the dad goes, sorry, you can't come with us. Left him on his own.
Can we talk about your wife cheating on you?
No, we can't.
Why not?
Well, because she's not cheating on me. So I don't know what you mean by that. But I will talk about.
Are you sure on the timing? Because I believe that's an issue with the Big Show. Big
usage. I don't even know what you're talking about, Coach.
I went to Home Depot this weekend,
uh-huh.
And can I tell you, I understand. I love
you met her boyfriend who was working there?
No. I love my dog. Eddie, you love your dog, right?
I love my dog.
Ray, you love your cat.
Coach, you're setting me up for something, but yes, just go.
Yeah, you love your cat.
Do you love your plants? Well, listen, this is what I learned at Home Depot.
No.
A shovel's better than a hoe.
Ray, you think boys are good
I don't know.
Looking,
I like a hoe
you?
Better than a shovel, buddy.
Hi there, Home Depot guy. Quick question, man. Which is better, a hoe or a shovel? And I'll hang up and listen.
Can I rake my hoe?
Hey, man, how many hoes you got in the back? And I'll hang up and listen. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going with hoe.
Yeah.
Just don't try to turn it into a housewife.
Oh.
Hey,
no.
Got him.
I'm at Home
Those
Depot.
Those actually are the best, Coach.
And
I'm trying to get a broom for my hoe.
I am shocked at how many people take their dog with them to shop at Home Depot. Guys, I understand you love your dog.
No, they're service dogs.
No, they're not service dogs. They're their family pet. And there are people just walking up and down the aisles with their dogs. Listen, I understand you love your dog, but you do not need to take your damn dog to Home Depot. There's one lady with two German Shepherds trying to do shopping, and she's getting pulled down the aisle by the two German Shepherds like she's trying to look at something on the shelf, and she can't hold on to her dogs.
Are
I'm
they
like,
knocking things over?
Not knock. It was in the garden section, but there's all sorts
so
of
bunch
smells.
Of there.
And I'm like, guys.
Let me grab all these rakes you're about to knock down.
No.
Watch where you're going, you hoe. I mean, trouble.
I don't understand the need to bring your animal to the Home Depot. You're going to Home Depot. You'll be back in 20 minutes. Leave your dog at home.
You realize, though, places now cater to animals.
No, I understand that.
I mean, they give them dog biscuits.
I went to a damn brunch place the other day, Sonny's. Apparently, there's more dogs there than people. It's it's known for people being able to bring their dogs there, have mimosas, and your dog just runs around and S's everywhere.
No,
Coach.
I get it because they have a dog park, a little fenced off area. This is Home Depot where you're just doing some shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You're picking up a couple things, you're a can of paint, you know what I mean? Some spray paint, whatever else you need. I don't know, some lumber to build a sandbox.
Soil,
a chandelier for your bedroom.
A saw,
yeah, some
drills.
Caulk. Maybe you need some tiles, some new flooring.
What'd you say? A caulk?
Have you ever been to Starbucks? What do they have there?
Coffee?
The Puppuccino. They now make drinks that you give your dog if he comes through the drive-thru with you. People don't leave home without their dogs.
No, I understand. If you're going through the drive-thru and the dog's just going to be in the car, fine. But walking your dog around Home Depot, I don't understand it.
People would rather be with their dogs than be with their significant other, and I'll hang up and listen.
Here's the deal, boys. I want to agree with you, but props to them for being able to take their dog. If I took my dog anywhere... She would, one, piss all over the place.
Okay, that's one thing.
Two, she would want to fight every other dog that she sees. And three, coach, she would run away from me. And, like, it would be the worst experience of my life to take her to Home Depot. But if my dog was cool like that, I think I'd be kind of fun.
To take your dog to Home Depot?
Yeah, I think so.
Coach, what were you getting? Some lumber, planting trees? What exactly?
No, I
was getting some planting soil. Apparently, it's now harvesting season.
There's a flag that I saw. It has flowers on it. I want to just fly that over my garden.
I just didn't understand why you need, if you're making a run to Home Depot, when you're running to the grocery store, you don't bring your dog. Like, there's just no.
I have a Home Depot that I overlook right next to my place. If I go there today and there's not one damn dog, then it's going to tell me you saw one dog and you made it into a bit.
Nope.
Saw Coach, if I go there, I better be getting run over by dogs.
I hate to, but you got to go on a weekend.
Apparently,
you
can't there's go on herds Monday of dogs. After, watch out,
you
Ray.
Wouldn't believe it, Ray.
I saw at least six dogs. At least Coach, six.
I go to my Home Depot. You know what's there? A 90-year-old guy that's terrible at helping customers and then self-checkout. Mm-hmm. That's it, Coach. There ain't nothing at my Home Depot. And some wood. You know what I'm saying? A couple pieces of wood. That's about it. Then hose. That's all there is. There's nothing interesting. There's no animals. Nobody goes there. I'm actually pretty sure they're going to close it.
The easiest job at the Home Depot are the people that sell the appliances. They have their little desk area there, and they sit there. No one ever. Oh no, not even the appliances. The
cabinets.
The place that has the bathroom displays or the kitchen displays.
Right.
They do nothing.
Coach, what about the guy that's in the lighting section? Everybody knows how a light works. You don't need to have somebody stationed there to explain lights to people. Yes. We've had light for hundreds of years.
Hardest job at Home Depot? The paint guy.
Oh, gosh.
Dude, he's always a little high, though. Let's be real.
I mean, imagine. People give you this little card. I want this one, but can I have it a little greener than that?
Oh.
Sir, it's a number. I put it in the computer, and it makes it.
That is what it is, right?
Yes.
Dude, I've never fully understood it. I'm like, so you're just telling me this guy just mixes a little bit here, and it's going to be a perfect paint color?
And then what do they do with it once they mix it, and you dip it in? Oh, that's not it. And they just throw it away?
No. It's it.
No, because sometimes you take it home, you're like, oh, that's not exactly it. You take it back, you get your money back.
Yes.
So they just throw that paint away?
Probably.
Oh, I bet there's a ton of waste when it comes to the paint.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you guys ever take the spray paint cans out and then spray a little bit on the wall?
I do see people do that.
Yeah, I mean, you go down that aisle, Coach, they're spray painting the aisle. They're spray painting the floor.
And the table. I mean, the paint section, when you go up to the table to actually check out, it's full of paint. So, I mean, obviously they're busy. They're throwing paint every which way. It's tough to keep it clean. I can only imagine. They got to go home and use what? What is it, turpentine to get paint all off you?
Yeah, turpentine.
Dude, I hate paint.
Or paint thinner.
Dude, I hate getting paint on me. Those people get paint on themselves every day.
You know what happens to me at least once every 5 years? Oh, man, I want to paint this room. Oh. And then you start it, and like halfway through, you're like, this is the worst crap ever. Like, why did I ever have that dumb idea?
I've never had that idea.
To paint?
No, I'd look at my house. I'm like, oh, there's marks on the wall. Who cares? Don't care. I don't even think about it. My wife's always like, yeah, we should probably do some upgrading on this paint. I'm like, I don't even notice that there's writing on the wall from the kids or there's, you know, smears. I just walk by like, oh, you know, whatever. When we move out, that's when you paint it because you're going to sell it. If you paint it while you live there, it's just going to get messed up again.
Well, here's the sad thing. You saying that reminded me. It's always you do the upgrades when you're about to leave the house. You never get to experience the upgrades.
That's fantastic.
Coach, that's the saddest thing ever.
Like, I'm hoping to sell my house sometime this year, and the lawn is the best.
Oh, breaking news, Ray. Breaking news.
Whoa.
I mean,
we thought Ray was the one that was moving, and...
Please don't make my house situation a thing. It's not a thing.
You're planning on selling. It's a seller's market right now.
I mean, it just depends on what we're going to buy and not really what we're selling for.
Oh.
We're in a spot where, like, we have four kids now. There's
no way in hell that house fits your four kids.
There's no way.
We all get in each other's nerves. There's not enough room, so we need a little bit of space. I would like a little bit of land, so that means we'd have to go a little bit outside of town.
Oh, you're coming to my neck of the woods.
You could live out by Scuba.
Maybe me and Scuba will be neighbors.
Coach, you thinking about my neck of the woods? I've been looking at land.
Possibly, Coach. That's, I mean, my wife definitely does like your neck of the woods. So,
Coach, you neck up to us, neighbor to neighbor. I mean, I like to grill. I like to drink. I like
shotgun
to shoot guns.
Shotgun seltzers, Coach?
Coach, listen, you hear a gunshot. That's just me target practice, bub.
Hey, what is it? Saturday? Hunting season? Hey, nah, just Ray.
Come on. That's the country, dude. That's where you guys need. As a huge family, anything more than one or two kids is huge. You
that's
have
what
four.
I'm saying.
Dude, you have six people in your family.
Yes.
You have to
and
have
the dog.
And the dog and a lizard.
I forgot about the lizard. Everybody forgets about the lizard.
I mean, the lizard's still alive. I have no idea. I have no idea how it's still alive.
So you're talking about your new house?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, you were talking about something about your house.
My point is that, you know, upgrading. I'm hoping to sell the house at some point this year and get a new house. But this is the best my lawn has ever looked because I fertilized it. I seeded it. I'm manicuring it. But then, like Ray said, I'm like, well, what's the point? Now we're going to move out. And I'm not going to be able to enjoy my wonderful yard.
Yeah, we left our house years ago, my family, and we did all these upgrades. We put it out. They think they put it in a hot tub. And as I'm driving to Michigan, that was when we made our migration, I was like, we never got to experience the hot tub. Mm-hmm. We never got to experience all the wood floors that they put in. But we just did it so that we could sell it for more for the next family to experience.
Yeah, and enjoy it. But and you? Nothing.
That's a tough thing, man. That's people wait too long. Do the upgrades now, Lunch, so you can experience them.
He doesn't care. He wants the handwriting on the wall.
I don't
what
mind
do you
it.
Mean like,
I don't,
the yellow it, and red marker isn't looking
God
good?
Damn, baby box, don't draw a penis on that wall.
Here's the thing. So we paint it, and then guess what they're going to do? They're going to do the same damn thing because they're 1 and 2 years old. They're going to get something on the wall.
My kids don't write on the wall.
Because they're 12 years old.
No, I have a 2-year-old.
You have 1 2-year-old.
Uh-huh, and he doesn't write on the wall.
Okay.
Hey, sweetie, have you seen that Sharpie I do crosswords with? Oh, hell, the kid got it. God.
Yeah, I mean, I just
you know what my kids do though.
Oh,
is
tell
they,
me,
they drive, they ride one of those little Segway, little what do you call those things?
Hoverboards,
and the little tires they hit the walls over and over, so we have black marks all over our walls.
So it's the exact same.
Yeah, but they don't draw penises or anything like
that. My kid doesn't draw a penis. He just takes a pen and he draws straight lines. Or
penis.
He tells you, oh, I drew a bear, and I'm like, well, why'd you draw it on the damn wall?
You know, you're like, that's kind of nice, baby box. I like
but
it.
But it's not anything I'm like, I need to paint the wall because, no, it's just going to happen again.
You How? Need to get yourself a magic eraser. That thing will save the day.
God, man, for someone that doesn't have kids, raise
well,
on
dude,
it.
Well, dude, I don't have kids, but I got neighbors that get drunk. The one chick, she dumped wine all over our wall, and I was like, I go,
what's a magic eraser?
Oh, it's great.
Coach, you go in there, the wine disappeared within like 2 minutes. It's just like a white thing, and you just
Mr.
scrub
Clean.
It. Yes. It's epic.
Huh.
Mr. Clean magic eraser. It's right by the Mr. Clean products. It's just a sponge, Coach, and
good
literally you wet it and you dry off whatever, you wipe off whatever you want with it. Permanent marker, whatever you want, it comes right off.
That's pretty cool.
Crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, how was potty training?
Oh, dude, let me tell you.
Is he done? Did he do it?
Well,
exactly.
I don't know if he's not done. You want to go to the email? Someone said, obviously, Eddie had no business helping his wife doing the potty training because him saying that they just kind of learned on their own is absolutely not right.
Oh, really?
Imagine that.
So this dude, whoever wrote, still wears diapers? No, he's potty trained.
No, because
eventually it worked out.
No, they said, we all know how Eddie talked about how he didn't do diapers with his wife and his kids.
Yeah, but I do diapers now, every single one.
Right. No, but we're saying, so potty training those people, she said, I can't listen to Eddie talking about potty training without absolutely rolling my eyes. We already know he never changed a diaper, and now it's obvious.
They only know that because I told you.
Yeah, it's
they only
obvious
know that because they listened to
the big show, and I told you that I don't change diapers.
He had nothing to do with potty training either.
Listen, if you
don't know that.
If you guys listen to the big show, you're going to get a lot more feminine version of Eddie over there. You're also going to get Lunchbox with his balls by the cut. Sorry.
What?
Huh?
What?
Sorry.
No. Balls are by the
You're
going to
get a different version of Eddie on the big show.
Did you cut your balls?
So you're hearing a version of Eddie that's going to conflict what he says on the podcast.
Well, this is the true version.
So anyway, potty training Friday. He was naked all day.
What?
Oh, baby box.
Yeah, no clothes, nothing,
pants.
No diaper.
We went to the grocery store. We were at Home Depot.
No, you don't go anywhere. That's the thing. You can't go anywhere over the weekend.
So how'd you go to Home Depot?
When I picked up my, well, I'll tell you. My wife dropped me off picking up my car because what we did is we got to the point where he pooped and he peed. So we went immediately after that to drop me off to pick up my car.
Mm-hmm.
And they went home. So we were gone from the house for 20 minutes. You had to take quick, short trips. So first day, naked all day, don't go outside, just stay in the house.
Were you naked all day too?
No.
I'll join you.
He was naked all day.
Oh, how's it going, Bill? Happy Saturday.
We're just potty training over here, Bill. Don't mind us.
Nope, just over here training. Not like I'm over here trying to... there, Bill. Sorry.
The hot neighbor runs by. Bang.
And so we had a couple accidents.
Morning, Sally.
Hey, pandemic's over. Hey, Bill. It's Box.
Bang.
We had some accidents, but for the most part, it went smooth. You know,
you peed on the couch?
Where you peed on the ground or poop on the ground. It happened. Okay, cool. Towards the end of the day, he started getting the hang of it, and he would tell us he has to go potty. Great. Boom. He took a nap, and we told him.
Did he take a dump in his bed?
No. We told him, hey, man, don't forget you got to hold your pee. Got to hold your pee till you wake up from nap.
Huh.
And no diaper. No diaper. Took a 2.5-hour nap. No pee.
Wow. That's it. He's done.
Poop in my hand.
Potty trained.
No. Oh. Then Saturday, you put shorts on him. No underwear because then it feels like a diaper.
Did you read this in a book or something?
Yep. Oops. Oh, crap. Potty training is what it's called.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a good book.
It is.
Is that as good as Boys in the Boat?
Boys in the Boat's a lot better, okay. But this is very key to getting your kid potty trained. So Saturday,
I learned in chapter 4, sweetie.
We throw shorts on him, and it was bad the first half of the day. Like, he wouldn't tell us. He just thought, I can, and we're standing on the front porch. We're on the front porch because we go outside.
You're both just wearing shorts.
He's wearing shorts, and I'm like.
Page number 64, what if the kid craps on you?
And I'm thinking, hey, man, you need to go potty because he looked like he had to go potty. No.
What does that look like?
You know, he kind of starts dancing and he starts.
Closes his legs,
you know? Yeah. And he's like, no. And I'm like, all right, you just remember, you got to tell us when you have to go potty.
This is potty training weekend.
And so about 30 seconds later, he goes over behind the bench and you see him and he starts crying. He goes, Dada, I took a dump. And I'm like, it's okay. And I mean, it's like a grenade had come. And landed on our front porch.
It was
like,
solid, though?
Solid.
Thank goodness.
Yeah,
son, that's called, you took a that's what you did.
Well, son, let's take a look at it. Not bad. That's good structure there, not too stinky.
And I had his potty out on the front porch, so we go and sit on the potty on the front porch after that and just, you know, maybe if he has more poop and sit there, doesn't really poop anything. But then Sunday, something clicked. Something clicked on Sunday.
It was a Sabbath storm.
He would tell us, because all day Saturday, he would just kind of poop in his pants, and then, okay, you know.
How much is kid pooping, Coach?
Like twice a day. I mean,
dang.
They don't poop a lot.
Oh.
It's little poops, but.
Do you think twice a day is a lot, Ray?
Sounds like a lot.
That's more than us.
Oh, how many you do it?
One a day.
At least one a day, right?
At least one a day.
Yes. When do you poop?
Right when I get home from work.
Okay. Me too. Yeah. I could if I had time.
That's usually when I have to go.
I could poop in the morning. Like when I wake up on the weekends.
Can't do all that.
I get breakfast and everything, and then I'm like, oh, I got to go.
Sweetie, you take care of the kids. I'm going to go take a
Yeah, I do that, yes. But, so Sunday, yesterday, we're sitting there, and he just goes.
Wait, I thought today was Wednesday.
No. Oh. Today's Monday.
Okay.
He's like, I gotta go poo-poo. And he goes in there, he poo-pooed and pee-peed in the potty.
Wow.
Now, did he wipe his ass?
No. And then he goes, he looks at me and goes, I'm going to stand up now. And I'm like, you want to stand up now? And he goes, I go, why? He goes, I want to see my big poo-poo.
Yeah.
Like, all right. And he looks and he goes, oh, no big poo-poo yet. I sit back down because it was only a little pieces.
Okay, a little bit, yeah.
And he's like, all right. And then 2 seconds later, he goes, I'm going to stand up now.
Yeah.
He stands up and he goes, oh, no big poo-poo yet. I'll sit back down.
Okay. And then?
And then he farts and he goes, toot, hee. Things, it's so funny. Mm. So we made progress.
We're
not all the way there yet, but he did it.
Hey,
next week your dad's going to teach you how to do swords.
Okay.
No, we're not going to teach him how to do swords. I don't know what you're talking about. But yes, potty training, it was
next one is making a margarita.
Oh, my gosh. For it was stressful. It was hard. There were
accidents. This is how you get daddy a beer from
Mommy,
the
Mommy, I want to watch you go to the bathroom.
It's just a man's thing. Mommy does it over there in the flower pasture.
He starts sitting down.
There was lots of loads of laundry.
Daddy, I got to pee. Time to sit down.
There was lots.
No, we stand up. Put one hand on the wall.
There was lots of loads of laundry, but a lot of Clorox wipes on the ground.
Clorox.
Clorox wipes. That's what I just said.
Clorox.
What?
You said Clorox. I didn't want people thinking there was another brand of
Hey, guys, it's Box for Clorox. And when I take it.
When my kid takes a dump on the floor, this is what I use to sterilize the floor.
Coach, if the wall—I mean, don't care if the poop or the pee's on the wall, Coach. Let that sit there with all the writings of the penises.
There are no penises on my wall. Oh. There's a lot of germs with poop and pee, so you have to sterilize it because I have a one-year-old that's going to come by and pick it up.
Good call.
So you wipe it down, and there you go. That was potty training.
Is it just one weekend, or does it?
No.
He's done, Coach.
No, hell no, it's not done. Are you kidding me?
Coach, he's going to...
He has to go... He's supposed... According to this book, he goes commando for 2 weeks.
Guys, this is going to... Coach, he's going
to
be...
So we sent him to school today with no underwear.
Oh, and I told him I'd join him, so I'm also commando.
I mean, guys, come on. How old are you now, Lunch?
39.
Don't you sometimes take your underwear off, still have a skid mark?
No.
You're still potty training, Coach. Just be real.
Sorry, Box.
We sent him to school today with no underwear.
Why?
Because the underwear makes it feel like a diaper, and they think, oh, okay, I can just go to the bathroom in my pants. So you got to make him.
So have you gotten the email yet said, come pick up your kid? He's not wearing underwear?
No, not yet. Oh. Not yet. I was worried about that. I didn't know how that was going to go. I told the wife, she was like,
Coach, good thing you didn't have a girl.
She was like, what do I do? And I was like, well, just send him with no underwear. The book says no underwear. Go no underwear. And
so you're parenting by a book. Do you do everything by a book?
No, just potty training. Oh, this is the first thing I've ever done. Oh. Because my sister just went through potty training, and so I was like, hey, it worked for her. Let's see if it'll work for us. Everybody you talk to, 95% of the people I've talked to used a book when it came to potty training.
Really?
Hey, neighbor Bill.
Not
last
you.
Weekend
I know you
new.
Didn't teach them. They just learned.
I have 4 kids. Not once did we use a book. And they're great. They all go to the bathroom when they need to pee.
Hey, Bill,
so
we're commando
potty
today.
Potty trained?
No, he's not. We haven't started with him yet. He still wears diapers.
Oh.
Yeah. But pretty soon, I mean, he watches me go pee all the time, so he's like, all right, I'll get this. I can already see it in his eyes. He's already going to know what to do. He did it outside the other day.
But I love the listener.
Well, yeah, he did it because his diaper was off.
No.
So he knew that he had to pee, so he pulled down his diaper and peed.
Yes, he went. My other son went to the bush to go pee because they were playing baseball, and then he saw him. He's like, I'll do that. And he pulled his diaper down and peed. I was like, look at him, potty trained. Didn't even read a book.
Coach, have you taught him the shortcut yet? He doesn't always have to go into the bathroom. Sometimes you just go behind a bush. Mommy can't do that, but us guys can get away with that.
That's what I just said, Coach.
He just said he peed
in the bush.
What about Lunch's kid, though?
Oh, yeah.
No, my kid hadn't got there yet. Right now, we're just trying to get the potty down. Like, we are getting it down, and then I can teach him, hey, look, man, you don't have to run all the way to the potty all the time. You can just pee right here in the woods.
Here's the problem with that, boys.
Then they want to go everywhere.
Then they start forgetting they're inside, and they'll go outside just to piss. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're already inside.
That.
Use the bathroom.
I'll go in the backyard to pee.
From inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're just like my kids.
Like, I mean,
I got to pee. They run outside to go pee. I'm like, use the bathroom. It's right
you
here.
You live in a residential area.
Ooh, yeah, but sometimes I'll take the trash out and my trash can's in the alley just so I can pee in the alley.
You go pee in the alley in broad daylight?
No, it's at night.
If I was popped. Your neighbor and a grown-ass 40-year-old man was peeing in the alley,
I would think
you were a homeless person.
You can't pee outside because you live in an apartment. Eddie, you don't just pee in your backyard?
My backyard, yeah, not in the front.
That's what I'm saying. My backyard.
Yeah, the alley, Coach.
But the alley is the same thing as backyard.
No,
I mean,
it's not. There's a road, Coach. People can see you.
And the toilet's better. Coach, like, you're peeing in the alley. Isn't it coming back at you?
It probably smells after a while, too.
No,
you out there a lot.
It rains. I mean, it
smells like New Orleans.
What if one of your neighbors is taking a shortcut through the alley? Oh, how's it going, Bill? Another day, another crazy occurrence over here at the Box household. We were naked last weekend, peeing in the alley this weekend. Next weekend's commando. See you, Bill. Have a good week at work.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was a big deal. But, yeah, commando at school. Hopefully we don't get a note.
Good luck with that, Coach.
I haven't checked my app, but, yeah.
But you know what it is? It's in his head. Lunch thinks everything went perfect. But now the teachers have to deal with this potty training.
Yes. They don't have time to potty train.
But it's been a disaster.
That's what they do.
Oh, my God. Then
the daycare.
We might
this
just found
part
out
of the process.
This is a worse job than a paint guy at
so now
Home Depot.
Your daycare people are continuing the potty training.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what you pay them for.
Yeah, when they get that age group, they know that part of it is going to be potty training, that the kids are going to go through potty training. So they're going to have kids that pee and poop their pants, and they're going to have to change the pants, and they try to help with the process.
Did you give the daycare your book?
No, I bet you they know about the book.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I want to call your wife.
What? Call her.
But she's not going to talk now.
I really want to know what she did for potty training, because there is no way you just...
Do you want me to text her?
Yeah, and ask her, how did you do potty training? Did you just tell them, hey, you'll learn on your own, and they just learn?
No. I'm going to say, did you read a book to learn how to potty train?
Okay.
Did you read a book to teach our kids potty training? Okay.
So, then we get an email this weekend. Coachers, my name is Alec from North Carolina, and I never miss a podcast. I was hoping to get a shout-out on the pod after hitting my first ace today at Cedarbrook Country Club. Okay, rich guy.
Wow.
Eight iron from 176 yards.
Excuse me.
I attached the video of me walking up the green in disbelief. Sorry, I did swear, so bleep required.
Hold on, play the audio. Hold on.
Ha, ha, ha. Always love the podcast. Keep it up. Alec.
Is this guy a pro? How did he hit a 170-yard shot with an 8-iron? Was he in a hurricane?
I've never seen him play golf. I don't know him, Eddie.
I've never seen anyone hit a 170-yard shot with an 8-iron.
Audio playing in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, fuck you.
Here it is.
Oh my god.
Is he crying?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
He did it.
Let's rate this.
I'd appreciate some better audio.
What are we rating?
I want to rate his reaction.
Hot or not.
It sounds like he's crying.
No. Rate his reaction on a hole in one. He just got his first hole in one, and that was his reaction.
That's probably how I'd react too.
Oh, I give it a 1. There is no...
I mean, what did you want him to do? Jump up and down and scream like
oh
you?
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I got it! High-fiving his buddies. He literally goes, oh, man.
All right, here's my wife's response.
Okay.
No, I just stopped using diapers.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, honey. I mean, Coach, I don't know what you want from us. Our kids are potty trained. We didn't do all the crap you're doing.
All right. You're the only one I know.
So back to this thing. Okay, so I think that the reaction you're looking for is when you hit the ball and you see it disappear. When it hits the green and then you see it disappear, then you go, oh, my God, oh, my God, did that go in?
The recording was too late.
Coach, they're walking to the green. Obviously, he already knows, and he knows that it's a hole-in-one, and that he's walking up to get the ball. I think that's why you're disappointed.
I still think if I'm walking up, I'm going to be like, oh, my God, is it really? Oh, my. I still think I would be freaking out a little bit more. Like, it's cool that he got the hole in one. And that's impressive. And I'm very excited for him. But I wish there was more. He was just like, oh, okay. Hole number 6 is a par 3, 183 yards. I'm looking at the golf course right now trying to find.
Listen,
which
if we would have played that audio on the Big Show, Bones would have beat my ass. Okay.
That was
terrible audio.
Hole number 8. Par 3, 190 yards. I mean, I don't know which one.
190? Is this hitting an 8-iron?
And he's hitting an 8-iron?
That's what I'm saying. This guy's really, really good. I've never played with anyone that could hit that far with an 8-iron.
Maybe
my buddy, what's his name, George.
Yeah, hole number 13, par 3, 202. So that one, damn. And he hit an 8-iron?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I was just very disappointed in his reaction. I would have liked a little more emotion, a little more like, oh, my gosh, like,
I want to know if he was a couple deep.
Probably not, Coach.
Yeah.
I don't think people a couple deep can hit one hole-in-one.
True.
Yeah, it may have been number 17, par 3, 186. Jeez.
Guys, I got
a long par 3.
I got a DM on Twitter from Justin Sertucci. He goes, Coach Sisson, is it possible to get a birthday shout-out on Monday's pod? It's my birthday Monday, May 17th. Wanted to let you know ahead of time just in case y'all pre-record. I don't post pictures or videos with alcohol because of my job, but I'll definitely shotgun a hard seltzer.
Where does he work? At a church?
He's a coach.
Does he have a shirt? He needs a shirt.
Justin Sertucci. Happy birthday, bro.
Should we send him a shirt?
Yeah, Coach.
DM him back and get his address.
Whoa.
What?
We're just going to start giving shirts away for everybody's birthday?
Why not?
No.
We're not selling them.
You think our girl will hook that up?
Yeah. No, guys.
Absolutely.
Well, why would we give him a shirt?
Take it out of my account.
What the?
Well, Coach, what? I'll buy it.
No, I'm down to give him one, but I believe
this guy acts like
our go-to lady told us that we have shirts we can give away every once in a while.
Then we're going to start just giving away shirts to everybody that has a birthday.
Just to Justin first.
Lunch is like all strapped. He's like, what are you worried about?
Give away money.
Because then every email
half of it to charity anyway.
Everybody that emails is going to be like, hey, can I get a shirt for free? Everybody, can I get a shirt for free?
Well, we're not going to answer everyone, but Giorgucci made the podcast.
You know,
and it's his birthday.
Have made the podcast,
Coach. Years are way too late. There's no way we can reach all those people. They had birthdays 2 years ago. By the time you read the email,
Ray should get us on Cameo. This is for my 21st birthday. Oh crap! This was 2 years ago. I'm sorry.
I nailed that one, dude. Right on May 17th.
Nailed it, Coach. That's how you do it.
What did you owe him?
Nothing. He just hit me up, Coach. I ain't betting no more. I mean, I don't know what the hell I would owe the dude. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying. I mean. You always DM these people, and I'm just...
Oh, no. He just hit me on the DM. I guess he needed a little birthday shout-out to get his day going.
Hey, you guys want to hear something fishy?
Yeah.
Remember, Ray, I'm going to bring this back to you. Remember when you stopped talking to South Beach?
Yeah.
What was the reason you stopped talking to South
Beach? Concert tickets.
You just felt like what? He was taking advantage of you, maybe?
Yeah, I got him Sam Hunt, Kip Moore, Jason Aldean, and then he wanted George Strait and Garth Brooks.
Great, right? I get a random call on, I don't know, Friday or something from a really, really good friend of mine.
Uh-oh.
And he calls me out of the blue. Never really calls unless we're talking about work stuff or whatever.
I hate it, mate.
He calls up and he goes, hey, how you doing, man? And
I'm called
like,
you.
Oh. Dude, is your friend Lunchbox?
I was like, what's up, Lunchbox? He goes, hey, I got some friends coming in, you know, this next weekend. And I'm like, oh, Coach, joking around. I can't get you on the club, Coach. Come on. I can't get you in the country club. No. I was just seeing you can get me in this other golf course. I'm like, no, dude, come on. I can't do that. No, really, the real reason I was calling is because, you know, one of my friends, he's not able to show up till later. So I'm thinking he's going to fly in the airport. Which golf course is closer to the airport? Will this one be closer to the airport? Or this golf course, would that be close to the airport? How about this one? And I'm like,
Coach, I would have hung up about 2 minutes ago.
Coach, I'm like, why are you asking me, the person who's lived here the same amount as you, which golf course is close to the airport and which one should you play so you can pick up your friend at 4 o'clock? Realize later, the only reason he called me is because I could get him onto a certain golf course, Coach.
But did you get him
on
that course?
No, I told him I can't get you on that golf course.
So then he just played it off.
So now
like
he played
was
it off.
Asking,
okay, well, no, the real reason I was asking was because help me make this decision. Should we play this course, or that course?
Coach, like, I love that you have pull that you can get people on golf courses.
Coach, I can't. I get invited to golf courses, but I can't just call a golf course up and be like, hey, can you get my friend in with his four other friends that are coming to town? Like, what?
Four of his drinking buddies are real nice guys.
They're
is
real
that
good
cool?
guys. Oh, are you playing? No, just them two. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, and then I asked Eddie's opinion which course was nicer of the three, the closest to the airport.
But you know which courses are nicer.
Well, no, I just asked your opinion because I like to – I have my opinion, but maybe as a – people have different opinions, okay, so I just wanted to hear your
I hung up and been
process.
Like, really? He thought I was going to catch on, that he was trying to get me to help him get on this golf course, but he's going to hide it by asking my opinion on which golf course is better.
It was Lunchbox.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Wow, Lunchbox.
It's an all-time low, Coach, and I'm not like Ray in South Beach. I'm still going to be your friend.
Did you say at the beginning that was Lunchbox?
No,
he just did the voice.
I did the voice, assuming you would know it was Lunchbox.
I didn't. I just put that together now when Lunch joined in
it
and started talking about
Lunchbox.
It. So Lunch tried to get some golf hookups from you. Instead, he goes, so geography-wise, how close is the Muni?
Right.
Yes, Eddie goes and plays at the Governor's Club quite a bit, which is a private place.
I got three friends that are members there. They invite me different
and
times.
And so I have three buddies coming to town this weekend for the Nashville SC game against Austin FC, and we want to play some golf. And I was like, hey, maybe Eddie can throw a bone my way and get me on the Governor's Club. Why not ask him?
Now, if I was a member, I'd be like, hey, no problem, dude. I'm not going to be there, but I'll put your name down. You can play under my account. That's different.
I thought maybe you signed up.
Gosh, this guy signed up. You know how much it is to be a member of those places?
I have no idea. No, I couldn't even tell you.
I had a buddy at a mini mansion.
It's an amount of money where you would be like, I don't really want to spend that much money to be able to play there.
What is it per month? Like it's a monthly fee like you're part of a book club?
I think they're all different, but I think it's a entry fee just to be a member, and then there are monthly dues.
Here's my question. People that pay that, a majority of them, will you agree with me, are not getting their money's worth?
Yes.
Okay, so that's my thing. Rich people spend their money on the dumbest S.
And then the people that aren't...
and I'll hang up and listen.
It proves my point.
the people that aren't filthy rich and the ones that are like, I guess I can pull that off. I do play a lot of golf. They do it for about 6 months, and then they're like, screw that, man. It was just not worth it. It's not worth it.
So you pay a fee
to be a member.
And then that means nothing, because then you still have to pay per month. So it's just a, yes, like, up front, you got to pay $50,000.
Around that, yes.
For what?
Just to be a member of the club.
Well, what is the monthly thing? I thought that was what that is.
Then the monthly's different.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the monthly's different. But it's unlimited golf, man. Hey, if you can pay $50,000 worth of golf, be my guest.
No How way. The hell could you play
that's what I'm saying.
$50,000 worth of golf?
It's a status thing. It's just so you can say you're a member of that club, dude.
You would have to play two rounds a day to play $50,000 worth of golf.
But somehow in...
But then you still have to pay per month, so it's more than $50,000 of golf.
Somehow people in their minds think that it's worth it. I don't understand it. I don't think I could ever be part of that, but some people do.
I get it. If you have, maybe if you have money that it doesn't even matter, like if you hit the lottery and you win $100 million and it just doesn't even matter.
But if that's the case, you can just go play wherever you want.
Well, no, they won't let you go on if it's, well.
I mean, I'm sure you can call a country club and pay that money, whatever you want to play it.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Hey. And I gotta say,
wait, back to the hole-in-one, though. Did you like that? Were you excited for him? Like, was that exciting?
Yeah, that's
to
pretty
you?
Cool. Yeah. I think that's really cool. I think that's neat when anybody experiences the joy of doing something like that, like dunking a basketball for the first time, which we will never understand.
On a trampoline.
Not the same.
Okay.
Not the same. But hitting a hole-in-one, that's everybody. Everyone that goes and golfs, that's their dream, is to hit a hole-in-one.
I think Ray fell asleep.
I got to say, when you hit a hole-in-one, it just seems, I don't know, that like that guy was with one other guy. It seems you're maybe just going to be you and your buddy. Rarely is it you and six of your drinking buddies getting a hole-in-one.
Yeah, because usually they're not going to let a sevensome on the golf course.
So that's going to be a party. Otherwise, it's just me and Eddie slapping each other's ass because I got a hole-in-one. I
feel but like, it's still incredible.
It I feel is like incredible. With my luck, I'll be alone.
I thought
that's
about
what,
that.
That's what I'm saying. The odds that you're all by yourself are probably pretty yes. less. Like, or you're paired with a random.
Exactly.
You're celebrating with a random guy's dad.
Yeah. Yes, and then you have no one to celebrate with.
There's your memory, dude.
I feel like that's how it would go down for me.
Like this weekend, when it's you and all your best buddies, you ain't getting a hole-in-one.
Yeah.
That's not when it's going to happen. It's going to happen when you're all mad at the game and you're at a Muni by yourself paying $40 for a course and you get it all by yourself and you can clap yourself on the nuts, coach.
And that's another thing, too. It's probably going to happen when you're having a really bad round.
Oh, of course.
Like, you're just playing like complete crap, but then here you are on that par three and just hit it and just a random lucky shot.
Because I think about it like the par three course that I go to by my
that
house.
That doesn't count.
Does it count?
No.
No.
Par three courses don't count. I mean, you're having a bunch of warm-up shots for par threes.
Par three counts.
Wow.
Par three course doesn't count.
Wow.
And plus.
That's very interesting. So if I hit a hole-in-one at a par three course.
Yeah.
But I'm only playing one ball.
Mm-hmm.
You don't count it.
No, that's not like the legit big boy course. It's a par three.
And here's the thing.
Well, you're going to get a hole-in-one on a par three on a big boy course.
I know.
So what's the difference?
I mean, you can get it in a four, too. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. The par three courses that I've ever played, none of them are really well taken care of. The greens aren't like great quality. So I feel like when you have just a patch of grass that's just as serves as a green because it's a par three course, the roll can go anywhere. You can hit it, and it can bounce straight right and go into the hole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's just not the way. I don't think that's a fair
what
hole
if
one.
Because there was our old intern in Austin, her boyfriend got one. He hit it off a tree, hole in one. Hole in one. Like, it went up in a tree.
I mean, technically you got one, but celebrate it like you did? I don't think so.
Okay. Gosh.
Isn't golf that kind of game, though, you know, where you, like, where if you don't cheat, that's great. You're doing that to play well or whatever, but you can cheat all you want, but if you get a better shot because you got a better lie, that's on you. So,
right.
So it's that kind of thing. Like, if you want to celebrate with a hole-in-one that went off a tree, up to you, dude. That's cool.
I mean,
it's your shot.
You can celebrate at a par three course, but look around. I mean, some kid over there celebrating his sixth birthday. There's two women over on the next hole. I mean, coach, it's an absolute free-for-all. Like, that, I mean, sure, that's your hole-in-one,
yeah.
But at the same time, putt-putt isn't real golf. And a par three isn't an actual course.
Boys, if you were at a par three and you hit a hole-in-one and you're hanging out with your boys years later, do you tell them that story?
Yes.
You say, yeah, I got a hole in one once, and do you tell him it was at a par three?
I'd text him immediately.
But do you tell him it was at a par three?
Have to, as part of the story.
So you're like, but it was at a, I guarantee you will always say, but it was at a par three course.
Because I never even thought that you guys wouldn't count it as a hole in one until right now. I never realized. I always thought even if you're at a par three course and you get a hole in one, you get a hole in one.
Coach, what's cooler, catching a baseball at a Major League Baseball game or catching a baseball at the Sounds game?
Major League.
Exactly.
Major League, but I've never
exactly.
done either.
Exactly. My point, that it's just a little bit more of a buzz when you're on a big boy course, when you're in the major leagues, than if you're in the minor leagues at a Sounds game or you're playing a par three.
Guys, this is a great transition to my question. So I'm trying to get the boys to an Atlanta Braves game this summer.
I can get you in.
Can you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we have a certain game that...
Yeah, I can get you in too, Coach. It's called Ticketmaster.com. I'll enter a code for you.
Okay.
Remember how you could get me on that golf course a minute ago? Yeah. I can get you in the Braves.
Okay, so I'm in the process of buying tickets.
Wait, what game are you trying to go to?
Padres.
Okay, Manny Machado.
Padres, Braves.
Why them?
Just because that's the day we're going to be driving through Atlanta.
Oh, I got you.
Is it because they're the team closest to Mexico?
No. No, good.
Hey,
so
I'm looking. Right?
I'm looking at the seating chart, and I'm like, all right. Well, it's just gonna be me and my boys. My wife's not gonna go
because
she's gonna be with a baby. So it's me and the three
Coach,
boys.
Coach, tell me more.
Huh?
No, I mean, like, this sounds like a blast.
Coach, I thought you're like, yeah. When are you gonna be there? I'll go see your wife.
No, I'm talking about like a weekend with the boy, like your kids. It's awesome.
We're all driving to Atlanta, but my wife's like, I can't handle the baby at a baseball game. Like, so it's gonna be a lot. He's not gonna be able to sit down through the whole game. So she's like, I'll just stay back. You take the boys. So I'm thinking, like, all right, and already my two little ones are like, we're taking our gloves. Like, we would definitely take our gloves so we can catch fly balls or home run, whatever.
So you got to get there early for batting practice.
Yes. So I'm thinking, I mean, do I want to sit in the outfield to get a chance for a home run?
No.
Or do I try to get a better seat, first base, third base line?
Better seat. And you can go before, obviously, 2 hours before for batting practice, and then they'll let you go out there even without a ticket.
Out to the outfield to catch
everybody
homers.
Can do that.
Yeah, batting practice, you can go anywhere.
Okay.
But what you'll find, though, with that batting practice, you don't want to necessarily be in the outfield. You want to be along the baselines. There's a lot of balls that go down
but
there.
But they have the little circle backstop.
Yeah.
Right, but if you're all the way in right field, though, along the line, a lot of balls go down there.
Okay.
More so than home run balls in the outfield.
So where should I buy?
Third baseline.
Third baseline.
Absolutely. Most guys are right-handed. So
good call.
You're going to pop it up.
Yeah, pop it to the left.
Yeah.
Good call. Okay.
Dude, that's going to be dope. You're going to have a blast,
I'm so pumped.
Dude, the coolest thing
happened. What's the date? What's the date?
I'm not sure. Whenever our vacation is.
Okay.
Every kid remembers the first Major League Baseball game they went to. Every kid does. And that's something you're going to give your kids, dude. Dude, I'll never forget mine. We went to Coors Field. The stadium just opened. The Rockies were an inaugural team. We went there. It was Mile High Stadium. I'm a 8-year-old kid, dude. I hadn't been to the big city. Guess what I saw the first time ever at a Major League Baseball game?
What'd you see?
Two dudes kiss each other. Coach, I'm dead serious. We're sitting there waiting for the gates to open. A Jeep pulls up.
So hold on.
That's what happened,
You don't
Ray?
Remember anything about your first baseball memory. Let me get this right. You talk about, you will never forget your first Major League game. And he comes with two dudes kissed. Not, Dante Bichette hit a home run. Not Andres Big Cat Galarraga hit a home run. No. Not Vinny Castilla hit a home run. No. With two dudes kissed at a stoplight.
Dude, couldn't have told you one thing noteworthy from the game, but outside of the game, that's when it happened.
You never forgot it?
Me and my brother and sister, I mean, my mom said we all stared for 5 minutes, and then that's when we learned. It was a learning experience.
What did you learn?
I don't know. I didn't know what I just saw. And then my parents explained to us that sometimes guys date each other. Uh-huh. And I mean, now that's more mainstream. It's normal now.
And that's when you decided to?
No.
Oh, okay.
But that's when you kissed your brother?
I thought it was two, but the one guy.
I kissed my brother. I kissed my brother.
The one guy got out of the Jeep and I thought they were about to do a bro handshake. And I was like, they're going for the hug. And then they, after that went, then also kissed. And we were all just like.
Rockies win that day?
Who knows? Who cares?
No. Hey, who'd the Rockies play?
Hey, dude, who knows?
Can't remember.
It was outside of the old stadium. It was a happy crowd, dude. Everybody was pumped.
Hey, after that, did you ask your brother to kiss? Seriously.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
gosh. My mom said, like, we wouldn't focus for hours after that.
Yeah, man. Well, hopefully that happens at the Braves game.
My parents buy
tickets. They pay for transportation. They pay for a hotel downtown. The only thing we remember... Two dudes outside the stadium.
Ray, that's so funny you say that because I went to a Braves game when I was a kid.
I saw two lesbians.
And it was at Fulton County Stadium. It was way back when. And
dude,
I
was
believe,
that with Hammer and Hank?
I believe the Braves were playing the Padres.
Is that right?
Yes.
Sandy Alomar?
And we snuck down to the where the bullpen was, right down the first base line.
Tony Gwynn?
And these other two guys snuck down there too, and they smelled so freaking bad.
And they were making out?
No, but they just, their body odor was just atrocious. And I remember, like, good grief, guys. Like, I was like 8 years old, like Ray, 9 years old. And I'm like, do you guys not know how to take a bath? Like, it is disgusting. I'm sitting here trying to talk to the bullpen pitchers. And you guys, like, whoa. I mean, remember it to this day how bad those two guys smelled.
Fans or players?
Fans.
Okay.
Like, they, like,
so when did they make out?
No, they didn't make out, but Ray made up a great point. You remember the weirdest things. I don't remember if the Braves or Padres won.
So, Eddie, the kids aren't going to remember. Our point is this. Your kids aren't going to remember the third baseline.
So it doesn't matter where you sit.
They're going to remember something from the game that has nothing to do with the game.
You're probably right.
Oh,
that's when I learned people can stink for the first time.
So basically, boys, just buy the ticket wherever.
Yeah, buy the ticket wherever. Something interesting
Coach,
will happen.
Coach, if they got a place you can put a blanket out in the outfield, do that where you don't even get an actual seat.
I mean,
whatever's the cheapest.
Well, it's probably
I would do that and take the baby, but I don't think they have that.
I think they have that at SunTrust Field.
I looked.
I don't know. I just made that up.
I didn't see like a play area.
Oh, I do believe what you're going to see is you're going to see two stinky dudes making out. Combine me and Ray Story. Your kids will talk about
well,
it 20
boys,
years
that would be fantastic. I would love to see that.
Oh, man. Ray, that was, oh, my God.
Dude, they are going to get to see a dirty team. The Braves have sucked. They were awesome when we were younger. They sucked forever. Now they're badass again. Like, you're taking them to see a great team.
Yeah, see a little Tatis, what's his name?
Tatis
Jr. Dude, Machado. Guys,
yeah, Machado
dude.
Hitting his 235 or whatever he's hitting.
He's still really good.
I mean, wow, let's go watch him. Pay him $300 million to hit 235. Man, that's a steal. What a bargain.
It was never a bargain.
I'm joking. I'm saying 235. Like, I mean, that's what we're paying for nowadays.
You paid?
The Padres
did. What's this we?
I'm talking in general. As a fan of baseball, it drives me nuts. You pay $300 million for 235.
They do get paid a lot of money.
55 for 235.
It's never worth the money, ever.
I mean, and then Pujols is going to the Dodgers? What the hell do the Dodgers?
I thought he was done.
Want him? Hey, guys, are you just bringing him in and put him in a casket? What are you doing, Dodgers?
Oh, dude, maybe they did that so he's closer to UCLA Medical Center in case he dies. I don't know, Coach.
I mean,
my nephew texted me that he got traded, and I was like, the dude is
done. I thought it was a joke.
Guys, he can't go to another team. No more miles on that guy. Just let him enjoy his life behind a Sports Center desk or something.
I saw the tweet, and I'm like, oh, this is one of those little funny meme things, like, what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, so what are we going to do? Everybody felt bad for him the way the Angels let him go, but he was done. So now the Dodgers are going to pick him up, and guess what?
Is his contract over, the 30-year contract?
No, he was in the final year, and they just said, man, we're releasing you. Like, we can't.
He was a great guy to watch. We saw him in his prime, a very unique swing, and dude could hammer the ball. I mean, dude, he was awesome. We saw him his whole career. I mean, he's off into the sunset now, but we got to see him play some awesome.
No,
he's not off in the sunset. Yeah. You can see him at Dodger Stadium.
No,
coach.
When the sun comes up. UCLA.
UCLA.
I mean, he'll be a Dodger.
Are you picking Albert Pujols for Beat the Streak? And I will hang up and listen.
does he still play?
Like, I don't
does
know.
Does he bat?
Yeah, well, he batted for
but
the
how
Angels,
are you gonna,
dude.
The Dodgers, he's going to have to play first base if he's going to hit, or he's just going to be a pinch hitter.
That's true. DH.
I mean, get out of here. Like, what are you doing, Dodgers?
He's probably just going to DH.
No. The Dodgers are in the National League.
Oh, damn.
Good job, Eddie. Way to go with your intro, though.
So does that mean the pitcher hits, too? Which league is that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They don't have the DH in the National League.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why the Dodgers would sign him. I can't even figure it out. Unless he's going to play once every seventh day and give the first baseman a rest. But good grief. You could find someone in the minor leagues better than Pujols right now. I don't know. Unbelievable. Oh,
all right,
God.
Quickly. Are we talking about UFC?
Oh, God. Yeah,
did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. Oh, my dude. The dude got his arm snapped.
Oh, I saw that. The prelim?
Oh, my God.
I saw that.
Dude got him in a leg lock. Like, he wrapped his legs around the arm.
It was an arm bar.
Did you get it? Did you tweet that out?
Yes.
It got deleted.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, like ESPN deleted it or something.
Oh.
That's just graphic.
No, but that's how we get our account closed.
No, I put it on my...
Coach.
No. I put it on my Instagram. I didn't put it on Sore Losers.
Oh.
And, dude, he had it in the arm bar, and he wouldn't tap, and pop! And it was like,
He wouldn't tap, Coach. He didn't think his arm was going to snap.
And then the guy that he didn't even tap in, and the guy just let it go.
He's like, I've heard it. I've felt it snap. I had to let it go.
He snapped his freaking arm. It was gross.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Did you pay for that?
No, that was free prelims.
That was prelims. But then I bought the pay-per-view.
I can't do that. How much was it?
$65.
I can't do that.
It was.
I can't do it because I'm telling you, 3 weeks ago or whatever, 3 months ago, I saw that those same two dudes fight like for free. So I'm like, why am I going to pay $60 to watch them fight for
which guys?
Oliveira.
God, he's so good.
Yeah, I know, but I saw him on a fight night like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
For free.
And now he's the headliner.
And I'm
Chandler.
Like, that makes
Nashville.
No sense to me. However, if you do watch the prelims all day, I mean, it gets to a point where you're like, should we get it?
Yes.
Should I get it? Like, I kind of want to keep watching. It's only five more fights.
Right.
But I'm like, should I? But every time I'm like, no, stay strong. Stay strong. Don't do it.
Coach, does the UFC make you more aggressive?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Does it make your kids more aggressive?
I don't think so.
You got to be careful of that stuff, man.
Really?
No. We didn't have it around when we were kids.
Coach, it's pretty amazing to watch because even the kids understand that these people don't hate each other and they're not fighting to be aggressive. They're literally just playing their sport. They're playing their sport, and then they get, you know, whoever outsmarts the other person wins. That's it. It's not like two dudes like, I want to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And then they start fighting. That would be an aggressive behavior. But it's so, like, fun to watch, and I never feel aggressive.
And here's the thing, and I bought it because I wasn't the most hyped about this card, but it's always the cards that you're not hyped about that turn into the best ones that seem to all, like, that aren't overhyped.
Because there's no expectations.
There's no expectations. And all these fights were very entertaining. And there was one knockout. Edson Barbosa knocked this Burgess
guy.
Again,
Barbosa. Saw him on a freaking fight night.
So he hits him with a left and then a right. And the guy stands there for a second, and then it was like Mike Tyson's punch out.
Clank, clank, clank.
No, it really was.
Clank, clank, clank.
Mike Tyson's punch out where he just goes, like he was trying to stand there, and all of a sudden his legs just gave out, and he just started going backwards, and his eyes were like,
is it Von Kaiser?
Why am I going backwards? And boom, he crashes against the fence, and he's out.
King Hippo?
Yes. It was crazy. And then the rest
of Joe?
I don't remember which one, okay. Eddie.
Piston Honda?
Okay.
Okay.
Mad Bull, whatever that was. Ball Bull. Mad Bull. I mean, it was just a good fight. It was a great card. It was
yeah,
very
I got a link. I wanted to watch it, but I got a link a day late.
Yeah.
Why
would you even get it a day late?
Somebody sent it to me. They go, UFC fight link.
But
I saw it on Sunday. I missed it by one day.
Coach, I think they play it for free, like literally right afterwards. On ESPN Plus, you can watch the replay.
All right.
Yeah, so it was entertaining. It was good fights. A lot of fun. Like, and there was the excitement when he won, the pure joy.
It was lit.
We didn't talk about last week Cowboy Cerrone coming back.
He needs to stop.
Like, why does he keep doing that?
I don't know. And Tony Ferguson.
Is he broke?
He can't be broke because he's fought so much that he gets paid a good amount.
Okay.
And sort of like Tony Ferguson, who was unbeatable forever. He didn't lose for years, and now he's lost three in a row, and he looks
like they got to just stop.
Tony, it's time. You're done, man. You're going to become the new cowboy if you keep fighting. You're the name that everybody beats to start moving up, and it's like, oh, and because you're done. You've lost three in a row. You don't look like you have a clue what you're doing. Your athleticism is shot.
I'm sure his mind's still sharp, but the body can't hang.
I don't even know if his mind's sharp. I think he took a short-notice fight against Gaethje, and Gaethje beat the hell out of him.
That's another thing. It seems like there are a lot of short-notice fights.
And that's when it was just like he took that beating, and he's never been the same, and it's over. Tony Ferguson is done.
And I'm doing another UFC cold take, or what is it, hot take?
Yeah.
Hot take.
I mean, yours are usually cold, but yeah.
I mean, this is a hot take. Something is wrong with Joe Rogan. Physically. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, he had his belt.
Something is up with him. Like, he looks sick to me. I wouldn't be shocked that we get news at some point that, like, he's sick. Something, I watch him, and I'm like, something is not right with Joe Rogan.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know, man. He looks too swollen. His face looks like jaundiced. Like, he just doesn't look right. He doesn't look healthy. And I know he's been working out.
I will say that when I saw him standing there with Cormier and he was in the middle and he has pants tucked in. It looked kind of weird. I was like, huh, he looked kind of off there. But
over the past 2 months when I've been watching it, like, I just always think, like, something's up with Joe Rogan.
Huh. Seeing if Twitter agrees.
I hope he's okay.
All right. Well, I do
not seeing anything on Twitter, Coach.
Well, Coach, it may be top secret.
Hey, you're not going to find that anywhere else but here.
Right here. This is the hot take, Coach.
Yeah. So, all right, have a good
Monday.
Hey,
will you tweet that, Ray?
Yeah, Coach.
Hot take. Joe Rogan is sick.
Yes, Coach.
Okay.
We will see you on Wednesday where Eddie is going to look like a fool.
Huh?
We got a special segment.
That's a deep tease.
We got a special segment just for Eddie, and we're going to – Eddie's going to shine or he's going to fall flat.
And then just to follow up my wife's text, I said, that's funny. That's what I told LB. He thinks I'm lying about the book. He says, no, I just told myself I wouldn't buy any more diapers, and I didn't. They figured it out. Boom.
Okay. All right. She had to have some kind of guide. Like, she had to teach them. They didn't just start going to the bathroom on their own. She had to, like, lead them to the bathroom.
Wait, where is she? I was there, too.
Okay, you. But you said, you made it sound like they just started going to the bathroom on their own. Like, they just didn't even, they just started going in the bathroom. They just knew.
There's a point where they're just like, okay, I gotta go to the bathroom. Let me go to the toilet and sit down and poop. It's not rocket science. They figure out that they don't no longer have diapers, Coach, and they walk to the toilet and they actually poop and pee. And you know what they love the most out of it? They get to flush the toilet.
They do love flushing
the toilet. They love flushing
love
the toilet.
It.
Listen,
love
Coach,
it.
Joe Rogan has the number one podcast in America. I don't know if we want to go after him, Coach.
Coach, what do you mean? That would be the best feud ever.
That would be amazing.
Losers versus Joe Rogan?
Coach, we can't have him.
Coach, I'm not going after the dude. I'm just saying he doesn't look healthy.
He's just giving his opinion.
Coach, that would be like a high school president going after the president.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. Okay. All right. We done, boys?
Yeah, have a great Monday.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh, yeah. And we'll talk about the.
Hey, Ray, don't forget to get that guy's address so we can send him a coach.
I already
shirt.
Got it, Coach. That shirt is on its way.
Oh, you're the man.
Yeah,
love
thanks,
it.
Man.
All right. Everybody else, you want to buy one?
ShopSoreLosers.com.
There you go.
Yeah. And so Eddie's segment coming up on Wednesday, and we'll talk NBA play-in tournament Wednesday, which I was against.
Play-in tournament?
Yeah, for the playoffs.
Just
I was
say the NBA playoffs, Coach.
I was against it in the beginning, and now I cannot freaking wait for Wednesday night.
Come on, Spurs!
I'll tell you all about it.
Go, Spurs, go.
And, NHL playoffs are underway.
Go, Spurs, go.
That's all I know about it, is that the NHL playoffs are underway.
I'm going to try and get into one of the games if you guys are down.
Oh, a little sneak in?
Shh.
I mean, get in?
Yeah, all right.
Buy tickets and stuff?
All right, get out of here. Dang, we forgot to talk about Tebow.
Okay, no, we're good, Coach. No one else is talking about Tebow.
Everybody's talking about Tebow. Everybody.
Do the annual ESPN look on the right side, and there's not one mention of Tebow.
Can you please check to see if we have a Jordan Davis rejoin?
Yeah.